Hello, today the church celebrates the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our scripture readings for today's Mass may be found at www.usccb.org. Click on the Daily Readings tab at the top of the page, and then click on the readings for the day. Zits is the daily newspaper comic strip by Jerry Scott and Jim Borgman that chronicles the foibles and angst of being a teenager and, of course, being the parents of teenagers. In a strip a number of years ago, 15-year-old Sarah is having a bad hair day. A really bad hair day. "I hate my hair," she screams. "I swear I should just cut it off and start all over." Her mother calmly suggests, "That's a great idea, Sarah. I know some people who would love to have it." "Are you kidding?" she asks. "Who would want to be stuck with a whole head of this stuff?" pointing to her unruly mop. Her mother hands her a brochure for Locks of Love, an organization that makes wigs for kids with cancer. "Wow, this is amazing," Sarah says as she reads the pamphlet. "So this Locks of Love organization would use my hair to make wigs for kids with cancer? Or," her mother says, "with other types of medical hair loss. That way, your problem becomes somebody else's solution." Sarah is deeply moved by the pictures and stories in the brochure. Humbled and a little bit embarrassed, Sarah becomes very quiet and thoughtful for what seems like an eternity. "Are you okay?" her mom finally asks. Sarah says quietly, "I think I'm having a maturity moment." Thomas Merton wrote that a child only begins to become an adult when the child realizes he or she is not the center of the universe. Christ calls us to embrace such moments of maturity, precious moments when we manage to put aside our own needs, problems, and wants for the sake of the more critical needs of another. Rare moments when we realize that we are not the center of the world, but a part of a world much greater than ourselves. That we are connected to everyone through the dignity we all share as sons and daughters of God. Holy moments when our disappointments and our hurts at what life has handed us are transformed into gratitude to God for the gift of life itself. As Christ sends us forth to do the work of discipleship, may He open our hearts and our minds to such maturity moments, enabling us to be disciples of His compassion and healing along our journeys to the dwelling place of God.